Good morning, everybody. We are in Parashat Ekev. Ekev, haya Ekev tishmeun et ha-mishpatim ha-ele. So, what is Ekev? Ekev is something. First of all, Ekev is the hill, which is, let's say, the thing that we stand on. It's also, let's say, the lowest part of our body. And it's also, Ekev is, if you do this, there is going to be a result. Ekev tishmeun, if you, this, you shall hear, then this and this is going to happen. Okay? So, and as we always say, in Hebrew, there is a reason for every word, and every letter's got a meaning. In other words, if a letter Ekev goes with this and that and that, it means that we have to find the connection with all those things. And this all connected to the beginning of our parsha. And what is it really telling us in a simple language? V'haya ekev tishmu'un ta mishpatim ha'ele. If you listen to God and keep all the mitzvahs. V'shamar Hashem elokecha lecha et habit. So God is going to keep you the covenant He did with us. And the mercy and the... And he will love you, ba'afcha, and bless you, ba'rachacha, v'irbecha, and multiply you, u'barach pibitnecha, priadmatcha, gancha, v'tiroshcha, v'itzarecha, shgar alafecha. A whole list of blessing. Now, the first question to be asked is, 1 minute, what is God really telling us? If we keep the mitzvahs, we are going to get rewarded. That's what's written here. And we all know that in this world, there is no reward, and the more important thing is, sorry, 1 minute. There is a mar that says that we are supposed to worship God and do the mitzvahs, lishma, in other words, not for the prize, but for God. So in other words, the mitzvahs are being kept because we want, al tiyu ke'avadim, and the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, antignos ish socho, that's the guy. Kibel mishimon atzadik. He got it from Shimon atzadik. Hu haya omer. And he said, al tiyu ka'avadim. Don't be like slaves. Hameshamshim et harav. The two things for the rav, for the master. Al menat lekabel sacha apras. To get a reward. But what should you do? Ela. Evu ka'avadim. Hameshamshim et harav. Shelo al menat lekabel pras. You should be like slaves. They do it for their master, not for the reward, in order to do good to the master. In other words, we keep the mitzvahs, we are going to get rewarded. But the reason we keep the mitzvahs is not because of the reward, but it's because what?
We love God.
We love God and we want to worship Him. So why is God rewarding us? If the whole idea is to worship God, not for the reward. So maybe we should work God with no reward. It sounds terrible, huh?
And it's the same with the parents. You respect your parents and you do nice, but you don't expect anything in return.
And the parents? Do they want to give something in return?
They do.
That's exactly the point. If we really understand that God is our Father in heaven, He wants to reward us. The same way as parents, if the child goes in their footsteps and does what they want him to do, the parents are more than willing to pay him, to reward him. They would love to reward him. In other words, God, from one side, wants to reward us. We, from the other side, should worship God, not for the reward. We have to understand what's going on here. And now the Torah is telling us that we're worshipping God for what? For the reward. That's what's written here, very clearly. So what's going on? Is it for the reward or not for the reward? There is a... Moshe Rabbeinu is asking God to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why is he asking God to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because he wants to keep the mitzvahs that you can only do in Israel and get the reward for them. That's what they explained to us. Also, by the way, David HaMelech also in, I don't know where it is, I don't know if you got it here. David HaMelech is also telling us in Tehillim that he is worshiping God Ekev because of the reward. What's going on here? Do we worship God for the reward? This is not love. This is like really like slaves that do what the master is telling them to do and they want a reward for it.
They're more afraid of the
So this, by the way, in our parshas also, what is God asking you? It's also very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling all the people after he's talking with them, you know what God is asking you? Only a small thing. Fear of God, keep all the mitzvahs. Very small, yeah? No problem. No problem. And everybody's also asking, so, what's going on here? So let's put some order in the things. So we are worshipping God and working God and do the mitzvahs because we love Him. The point is that in order to get to love, we have to have the fear of God first. That is why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ve'ata, and now, the first thing is Yirat Hashem. That's what God is asking you. But it's not the fear, you have to understand, it's not the fear that God is going to do something terrible to us. He's going to punish us. That's not the right fear. It is a fear of God, but in a very, very low level.
Actually, it's respect.
Exactly. The fear of God should come from understanding who God is. So in other words, in order, Reshit Chochmah, Yirat Hashem. The first thing of wisdom is the fear of God. Because if you have the fear of God, you want to learn who is God. And when you learn who is God, you have the fear of God. From what we call Yirat HaRomemut. Yirat HaRomemut is to understand how great God is. And we want a good connection. The same way as children want a good connection with their parents. And if they know that something that they are doing is going to damage this connection, they won't do it. In other words, they are not afraid of the parents of punishment. They are afraid of being disconnected or not in a good relationship with their parents. And exactly. So this is exactly the point. Now, we are not talking about parents' flesh and blood. We are talking about God, the Almighty, that He is our Father and He loves us and He wants only the good for us. And when we understand this, we will love Him even if sometimes it doesn't give us the sweets we want. The same way as a child, something doesn't understand. Ah, mommy, I want this candy. I want. What do you want? You already had 10. Oh, what? You're going to have a tummy ache. It's going to hurt you. So mommy's not giving. Why? Because she hates her child? No, because she loves him. Now, when the child grows up, he realizes that mommy did it all because she loved him. And now, his love is even getting greater. In other words, the fear of God that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about is a fear that leads to love, to understand what God is doing for us all the time. Now, let's go back to the beginning. So, are we keeping mitzvahs because we want a reward? Or are we keeping the mitzvahs because we love God? So we're supposed to go. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he wants to keep the mitzvah because of the reward. And David HaMelech wants to keep the mitzvahs because of the reward. Of course not. So we have to understand what's going on here. You see, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, our Father in Heaven, wants to reward us. In other words, if I do a mitzvah and God is giving me a reward, did I do something good or bad? Good. Because God wants to reward me. The point is, do I love the reward or do I love God? That's the point. If I love the reward, that's avadim hamshamshim et harav al menat lekabel pras. That's being a slave that works for the reward. But if I love God, my Father in Heaven, I want not the reward, but I love the one who gave the reward. And that's a big difference. In both ways, I get a reward. In both ways. But the right way to get it is not because I want it, but because God wants to give it. And that's, by the way, the highest level of worshiping God. Now, what is Moshe Rabbeinu really saying, and what's David HaMelech really saying? It's time like this. Imagine to yourself, that you were, I think I talked about it last year even also, if you remember, you work in a, let's say an organization that is helping sick kids, for example. Very, that's a very hard work, and you are a volunteer. You work for, because you want to help those kids. And you're doing so many good things, and you have, of course, you know, and all those things, you have management, and normally the management are getting a salary, because, you know, that's their job, and they need to survive. So the volunteers don't get any rewards, but those who are running the thing, they are getting a salary, they are getting rewarded. Now imagine to yourself that you're working so hard, and Nesi Amdina, the president, decides that you are going to win this year the biggest prize in Israel. As a, how do you say, agudat itnadvut?
As a volunteer.
Volunteer
organization.
There is another word. Okay, never mind. A volunteer organization. Okay, well, every other organization, we go with organization. So you are going to get the highest reward in Israel for a volunteer organization. And of course, who did they invite to get the prize? The one in charge.
Oh.
And he gets there, and the television is there, and the press, and they ask him, how did you do this? And he's telling, we did this, and we did this, and everything he did. And you, that come every day, sacrifice everything you've got in order to help those kids, he's not even mentioning. How would you feel?
Lousy.
Would you come the next day to work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you feel sorry for the kids.
Why would you come the next day?
Because
you feel sorry. He humiliated you, he didn't give you any credit, that and you're feeling that you're working for nothing. For who?
For the people.
In other words,
for the people.
Exactly. Now, in other words, if you don't come tomorrow,
somebody will suffer.
Yes. And if you don't come, what does it mean? On what does it say on you?
That
you wanted the credit, that you wanted the publicity, and because you know sometimes it's not the salary. Sometimes it's like, give me honor. I know. Yeah, I want to be respected. And here you were really not only respected, you were disrespected because this guy, which is not good, what he did is terrible. But you know, who cares? I am not there for him to give me a credit or for the government to give me a credit. I am there for the kids. In other words, the reward was given. The reward shows that I did a good job. But I didn't did it for the reward. I did it for the kids. And that's the same thing. Yes, God wants to give a reward, and I want God to give a reward because this means I did the right thing. But I don't want a reward for me. I want God to give the reward. And even if He gives it to me, I'm not doing it for the reward, but for God who gave me the reward. And it's a small, big difference. And I give you even, imagine to yourself that somebody goes to jail, and they found out after he's sitting 5 years in jail that it was a mistake. Now he's suffering for 5 years, being in jail for doing nothing. And then they found out he's not guilty. It's not him. So they release him. And, you know, after you're keeping a guy like this for 5 years, you have to consultate him. You have to give him something for the year. So they're telling, because we did the mistake, you are going to get $2 million. Nice, yes? But we heard that you are a good guy, so we're going to give the $2 million to a charity.
Oh.
Now, what would you say? How is the feeling? Chutzpah. That's exactly... And to understand the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech and us. David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu and also other tzaddikim, they want to worship. They don't care if they suffer for Am Yisrael. They are willing to suffer. And they all don't even care if the reward later on is going to go to Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to give his life for Am Yisrael, and we know it. We saw it. And last week, Parsha Ve'etchanan, He doesn't care. If you're going to hurt Am Israel, I'm out. I'm staying here. I'm going to die. No problem. David HaMelech also. David HaMelech, his only interest is Am Israel and the Kodesh Baruch. And he doesn't care if he's being mocked, if he's being threatened, if he's being chased by Shaul HaMelech or whatever he did. He doesn't care about a lot of other things. The only thing he cares is Am Israel. He even does sometimes things that don't look so good. Especially this thing he did with, we're not going to go in with Bathsheba, which is terrible on the surface. If we have once a time to talk about it, we will realize that what he did was 100% right, and he did it for Am Israel, and this is why you have to understand and realize who David HaMelech is. And this is exactly the point. The point is, God wants to reward us, and we worship God because He wants to reward. We're not because of the reward, but because of the one who gives us the reward. If we got to this level, we are on a very high level. But still, it doesn't answer the question. Because here, it's promised, right in front, that if we're going to do something, we're going to get rewarded. So, and if you read this way, it looks like God wants us to worship Him because of the reward. Because Ekev, what is Ekev? Because you did this, you get this. So the point is, and by the way, when I did it, I think 2 years ago in Shavuos, I talked about David HaMelech and Ekev and all those things, and a guy came to me after Shabbos and he told me, I changed his life. I said, ooh, that's a, I hope for the good. He says, oh, for the best. I said, oh, that's a very good feeling for somebody who talks to people for many years, and you know, when you get a thing like this as a feedback, it gives you a good feeling. And he told me, you know what, all the years I'm working doing mitzvahs, and I cannot understand the idea of reward here in this world, not reward in this world, what's going on, what's written in Shema, Vayayim Shema Tishmo, if you listen to God you will get plenty, you got rain, you got everything. So the thing is, have you seen, especially in the high tech field, you have a lot of firms that the work conditions there are like 5-star hotel, which means you have coffee machine everywhere, cakes, fruits, lunch, breakfast, and sometimes dinner, gym, sometimes a swimming pool. You have special days with that they go abroad. You like really the good life. And this is not the salary. This is work conditions. Doesn't have anything to do with the salary. You still get the salary at the end of the month. Why do they give all this to the workers, to the employees? Why?
Motivating.
In order to do the job better. In other words, it's not because they want to give you a reward. It's because they want you to have the best environment to take all what you've got out. In other words, that your job is going to be done in the best way. And at the end of the day, everybody is gaining here. Because the firm is doing much more money. Because of what? Because she did a few lunches and things. That we're talking about big money. And from the other side, the employee has got very good conditions to work. So it's a win-win situation. This is exactly what God is telling us. If you will keep the mitzvahs, I'm not going to reward you. I'm going to give you the best work conditions. In other words, everything you get in this world is to make you do the job better. So if I give you $1 million and it's going to help you to worship God better, I'm going to give you $1 million. So in other words, it's not $1 million, it's not a reward. It's really work conditions. So your reward is being kept. It's the salary at the end of the job. So when we come to heaven, the salary is going to wait for us. In other words, because one of the biggest questions is, if God is giving me here the reward, what am I going to have there? If I have such good life here, what's going to happen there? Then they start doing calculation. Okay, you got this. Okay, nothing left. Terrible. But now, when you realize and understand that everything you get in this world is not the reward. It's work condition. How is the feeling now? Give me more. Give me as much as you can. But again, that's exactly the point. If we show God, especially now we are approaching Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, it's coming again. If we will show God that we are doing the mitzvahs not because of the reward, but because He wants to give us a reward. And we will show Him that the tools we've got, we are using them in the best way we can. In other words, if we have good life, we use it to do good. So what God is going to do next year?
Do better.
Give us better. Give us better condition. Because He sees. On the other side, if we misuse the tools, if we abuse the tools, if we get money from God and we use it for bad things, so unfortunately God is going to look at us and tell, 1 minute, this guy, I gave him everything and he's using it in a very bad way. Now, because He loves us, okay, I have to use different tools for Him next year. I have to give Him different things. So instead of being rich, maybe I'll make Him poor. Instead of being healthy, I'll make Him ill. Instead of hanging on a house, I'll let Him live in the street. Because maybe then He will understand and do the right thing. So, and this is exactly how it works. In other words, if I use the good that God gave me in the right way, Bezrat Hashem, next year, I'm going to get it again. And even better. Because God sees, well, look, I gave him, what is he doing with it? He's doing good things. I'll give him more. And that's exactly the point. The point is always, this is Ekev Tishme'un et ha-mishpatim ha'ele shmartem. If we keep the mitzvahs, if we understand and realize what it's all about, and we keep the mitzvahs because God wants to reward us, and we keep the mitzvahs and ask God, yes, we'll ask Him for good health, we will ask Him for $1 million, nothing. You say sometimes I'm puzzled on people. They're like, they think that somebody who wants to worship God has to be poor, has to be a miskin. Who says it? Where do you see it in the Torah? The Torah wants you to use this world in the right way. To use it. They say if you come up there and they will say, why didn't you eat this? You had the opportunity to eat this fruit. Why didn't you eat it? You had the opportunity to do this. You had the opportunity to buy a better home for you and your family. Why didn't you? What are you going to do? No, I worship God. I asked you. I asked you to enjoy. I gave it to who? To who did I give it?
To you.
To you to use it. So in other words, if you don't use it, what are you doing? You're wasting it. And this guy came to me and says, you changed my life. Because he was always afraid. No, if he does something and he gets reward and it's good, so, oh, terrible. God is punishing me in the next world because He's giving me here so. And how can I pray to ask God for wealth and thing if I'm supposed to worship God?
Out of love.
Out of love and not to God to get reward. So what do I do on Shmona Esrei every day? Asking. But if I realize, and this is the way, by the way, that we should ask. Whatever we ask, and if you ask everything, we ask in order to have the best tools to worship God. So God, if you give me good health, if you give me good parnosa, if you give me a good home, I'm going to use it to spread love all over. Ah, that's good. But if I'm going to tell God, I want. What for? Me. I want. I want to be a millionaire. I want to have this. Why? I want to enjoy life. I want to go travel all over the world. I want to do this. What are you doing? And this is exactly when we say ve'ata. So it's not easy to change our state of mind. Because we are used to think that God's supposed to reward us on what we do, not always to think about it as next world, we want it here and now. But now, if you understand and realize that God can give us everything in this world in order to use this world in the best way and enjoy it and do the mitzvahs, and the reward is waiting for us in the next world. But We don't work for this reward also. Don't forget. We're not working for the reward in the next world. Because if you do this, it's the same thing. It's the same idea. Who cares when you get the salary in the end of the month or you get the salary every day? If you're working for the salary, you're working for the salary. We're not working for the salary. We love God. This is the difference between Avraham Avinu at that time and all the others. Because Avraham Avinu is called Avraham or Avi. Avraham who loves me. What is the difference between somebody who worships God from fear and somebody who worships God from love? A big difference. If I worship God from fear, I don't care what's going to happen after I'm gone. Because I don't love Him, I fear Him. But if I worship God from love, I always think, wow, when I'm gone, who is going to worship God? Who is going to love God? I love Him. It's like when we have children. And we sometimes do things from them that we are not going to enjoy them, never ever, but we want the children to enjoy them. And after we're gone, we want them to have good life, even though we're not here. Why? Why do you care? You're not here anymore. Why do you care?
Because we love them.
Because we love them. And that's love. That's what's the whole idea about. So if we do and work this way, we're doing good not only for us, we're doing good for the next generation, and we're doing good for God. And this is Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha in another point of view. Because as we said always, the basic of everything is Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. So, we worship God, and we hope this is going to give us the best work conditions in the world. And we will use the tools we have to show God that we love Him. Okay, the reward is waiting, but that's not the reason. We worship you, God. We worship you because you are the greatest. You are our Father in heaven. You love us so much. You want to do only good to us. And that's the way to do it. Shkoyach.